This waltz has four distinct sections, which we will label Section A, B, C, and D. Section A is made up of measures 1 through 8. Section B is made up of measures 9 through 16. Section C is 17 through 24. D is 25 through 32. When working through this piece, I will use the actual measure numbers to refer to the sections we're working on. So let's start with Section A. It's 8 measures long. Here are the first 4 measures. We're in the key of G, so we'll expect a lot of phrases based around G, C, and D chords. There's the middle section, which goes into E minor, so we'll expect some unusual notes there. Also, in the D section, we'll pick up a D sharp in there, so it looks like we're still in E minor, because that would be indicative of a B7 chord showing up, that D sharp. But we're starting off in G, and this first phrase has us playing the third and second strings open. And with the picking hand, I'm using the index and middle. We hit these twice. And then I go to an A and C. This is the third string, second fret. And I'm actually going to be using my third finger on that. You'll see why in a moment. Also, the C is the second string, first fret, which I'll play with my first finger in the fretting hand. I hit these two together. And then next, I have this. This is the fifth string, second fret, with the second finger. That's why I wanted to keep that second finger free when playing the A and C, because I want to be able to get to this note quickly. I'm going to hit this and let go of everything else. This is a B. Keep it down. Next is the second string, third fret with my fourth finger. And with the picking hand, I'll strike that with my middle finger. So here's what we have so far of measures 1 and 2. Next, keep both of those notes down and then play the third string open for me using your index finger. So that's measures 1 and 2. Now let's take a look at measures 3 and 4 of this Section A.